Take a look at the kidnapping of Steve Wynn's daughter 30 years later. This month marks the somber anniversary of a high-profile kidnapping that sent shockwaves through southern Nevada and captured the attention of the world. 30 years ago, on July 26, 1993, Kevin Wynn, the daughter of renowned casino mogul Steve Wynn, was abducted at gunpoint from her residence in the prestigious Spanish Trail community. The incident unfolded in a manner reminiscent of a Hollywood crime thriller. Steve Wynn, one of the most influential figures in the gaming industry, paid an astonishing $1.45 million ransom to two masked men who had demanded the sum. The cash was discreetly obtained from the Mirage Casino cage. Remarkably, Wynn chose not to report the kidnapping until after he had complied with the kidnappers' demands. Spine-chilling instructions. Details of the chilling abduction and subsequent rescue have recently been highlighted by the Mob Museum, shedding light on the ordeal faced by the Wynn family. Tom O'Connell, a federal prosecutor who led the high-profile case, presented court testimony from the land-based casino mogul recounting the haunting call he received from his daughter's captors. The instructions were concise and distressing. "We have your daughter. Go to the hotel. Go to the casino cage." With trepidation, Wynn followed the directives and delivered the money to the parking lot of a bar located near the Mirage. There, he received further instructions on how to locate his daughter. To his immense relief, Kevin was discovered bound but unharmed in the backseat of her car at the McCarran Airport parking lot, now known as Harry Reid International Airport. Arrest straight out of Hollywood. The law swiftly caught up with the perpetrators of this heinous crime. Ray Cuddy, the mastermind behind the kidnapping, and his accomplice, Jacob Sherwood, were apprehended, tried, and convicted on charges of kidnapping, extortion, and money laundering by a federal jury. Cuddy's attempt to purchase a Ferrari with a substantial amount of cash in Newport Beach ultimately led to his arrest. He served 20 years in prison before being released in 2015. Anthony Watkins, another individual implicated in the case, cooperated with authorities and was handed a prison sentence of 6.5 years in 1994. Despite the traumatic experience suffered by the Wynn family, they persevered and continued their ambitious ventures on the famed Las Vegas Strip. The kidnapping failed to deter their dedication to the development of further hotels and resorts, showcasing their resilience in the face of adversity. As the three-decade milestone of this notorious crime passes, it serves as a reminder of the indomitable spirit of those affected. The Wynn family, once again at the forefront of the hospitality industry, has demonstrated that they refuse to let the dark shadows of the past hinder their pursuit of success and progress in the ever-evolving city of Las Vegas.